I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with two farmers and two chefs working for a Cape Cod resort trying to grow its own food.
Farm-to-table restaurants are incredibly popular right now. You've probably heard of places like Oleana in Boston or Blue Hill in New York that have their own dedicated farmers and farms. The idea for chefs is that growing your own produce means you get a top-quality product. And for diners worried about carbon footprints and food safety, you know where your carrots and chicken are coming from. The big question on Cape Cod is whether this sort of experiment will work here. The soil isn't great, and land prices are high. Lucas Dinwiddie is the supervisor of the new Chatham Bars Inn farm in Brewster.
Our major plan here, because it is a new farm and it's not, you know, your typical class, you know, class one ag farmland, it's really sandy and slopey, so we're going to have to do a lot of soil remediation, a lot of cover cropping, try to incorporate that into crops that the kitchen can use. You know, the chef expressed an interest in fava beans. That's a perfect example of a crop we can use to cover crop, build soil, add nitrogen, and then you get, you know, actually a boutique bean out of it.
Dinwiddie has his work cut out for him. The farm is 7.7 acres. Only about 3 acres are cleared right now, which means in addition to soil remediation, there's a lot of clearing to do. The farm did come with 2 heated greenhouses, a large blueberry patch, a half acre of pasture, and 2 unheated hoop houses.
We're going to do raised beds in one for our tomatoes and basil and stuff like that. And then in the other one, we're going to do a little more in-ground beds, you know, real intensive plantings, short rows, tight rows, try to maximize the space. And a great spot for doing winter green production. So we'll be having great greens for the kitchen all winter.
That's next winter. This winter, the only produce going to the Chatham Bars Inn kitchens are clippings from tiny sprouts called microgreens. Dinwiddie and farm manager Jamie Fuqua are growing them in 2 heated greenhouses. Here's Fuqua.
The first greenhouse is, actually both the greenhouses are 35 feet by 100 feet long. So we have quite a bit of planting space in here.
I came on in middle of January and we got, you know, basically right to growing micros for the kitchen. We're doing some kales, some sunflower shoots, which are amazing. We're doing some micro basil, micro cilantro, lots of flavor. Chefs love that, you know. They can add the flavor to the dish without necessarily cooking it in the dish.
Micros are easy to grow. They're basically 1 to 2 inch high sprouts that take anywhere from 10 days to 3 weeks in the greenhouses. Eventually, Dinwiddie and Fuqua hope to sell micros to chefs at other restaurants as a way to make the farm more profitable. But for now, they're going to Chef Joseph Elia at the Chatham Bars Inn Tavern. He's thrilled with the quality of food grown close to home and says he uses micros in all kinds of things.
We use them for our goat cheese pizza, which is truffle honey, a little goat cheese, some shaved pears, sunflower sprouts, and toasted pine nuts on top. I use them sometimes in a salad. We use it for garnish, you know. They're an excellent, excellent little add-on for any dish, so.
At the other Chatham Bars Inn restaurant, Stars, Chef Andrew Chadwick is also using the micros in salads and to make his amuse-bouche, tiny single-bite appetizers made daily. Right now, the farm contribution to the kitchen is, well, micro. But Chadwick says he expects that to change.
We're hoping to be able to produce enough of the produce to almost run the full restaurant. You know, that's in the future, but the quality is 100 times better than what we can get from, you know, the best produce companies. So I think that's a huge point for us.
Right now, it's the big point. The resort is the first place I know of on the Cape with plans to grow its own food on such a huge scale. And it's also one of the few establishments big enough to be able to afford an experiment like this. The 7.7 acre farm cost $1.7 million. Here's Fuqua again.
We know the first year, the first 2 years, we're not going to make money in this. So it's one way to give our kitchen a leg up on you know, good food and good fresh food.
Lucas Dinwiddie, for his part, says that he believes the farm vision is for profit, but not in the sense we usually think of, not a net cash gain in your pocket. He says it's all about traceability and quality. Farm manager Jamie Fuqua also admits that it's a great attraction for the public, who like to know where their food's coming from. Most Cape Cod restaurants seem to agree. Many buy from a whole variety of local farms. As for buying the farm, that remains to be seen. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can learn more about regional and national farm-to-table pioneers on our website and also find out which local restaurants are buying close to home. That's all at capeandislands.org, where you'll find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.